The following is a RackRadioShow.com exclusive.
Hey, this is Trish Stratus.
I'm Shawn Morello.
Hey, this is Chris Jericho.
This is WWE Superstar The Miz.
It's me, DDP, and you're listening on The Rock with God.
Stratisfaction is guaranteed.
Wild Talk Radio Network presents to you the Wrestling Radio Awards Best News Show, The Rack.
Holler, bitches!
Giving you unique insights into the world of professional wrestling in WWE.
I think you need to test them out in the pool, too.
I'll go in only if you go in.
In 10 seconds, if you don't get in, I'm coming to push you in. You always wanted to do the Baywatch run. You have to come rescue me.
What happened to the
pool?
See,
they do float.
Look at that.
I told you, they float. They look like little jellyfish. These things float. Huh. Who knew?
With your host, Lindsay Ward.
Look at me, woman.
Oh my God, it's Taker, 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 Taker. Does Taker hate me? Oh my God, it's Taker.
And her producer, Sir Rocket.
If you smell la 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 la, what the sock is cooking?
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
We're here.
Cause now I'm back, back, back on top of the world.
And welcome to the Rack Extra right here on WildTalkRadio.com. That's right, Rock and I are back for episode 13 of Total Divas. Are we excited?
We are super, super excited because this is episode 13 of Total Divas.
Lucky number 13. We'll have to see if it's lucky for the Divas. So, well, we'll get into all that right after the break. Looking for one of the most popular stop-motion animation wrestling shows on the internet today? Then check out Crash Collision Wrestling, created by the one and only Matt Goldberg. He's the director of Terrified and Pope Against All Odds. CCW is a stop-motion animation series featuring WWE and TNA stars, and it also happens to be endorsed by the likes of Elijah Burke, Hulk Hogan, and TNA Knockout Tara.
This is Tara from Impact Wrestling, and for the number one animated wrestling show, make sure you check out Crash Collision Wrestling, or else get slammed by moi.
Check out the show by logging on to youtube.com/mbg1211, and don't forget to like Crash Collision Wrestling on Facebook. Once again, check out Crash Collision Wrestling today.
Because everybody knows, much like Pope, CCW, it's been...
Every Monday night, get caught up with everything that happens on Monday Night Raw with the Raw Post Show. From the big returns...
After 7 long years, finally, The Rock has come back to Monday Night Raw!
To the shocking moments... And the moments that leave you speechless.
I grew up locked in a basement, suffering severe psychological and emotional scarring when my brother set my parents on fire. From there, I shifted around among a series of mental institutions until I was grown, at which point I buried my brother alive. Twice. Since then, I've set a couple of people on fire and abducted various co-workers. Oh, and I, once electrocuted a man's testicles.
It's the Raw Post Show, Monday nights, 11:30 p.m. Eastern, live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
The following interpretation is brought to you by Taste and Good Form. Oh, you were not aware of this? Your posterior better contact someone at once!
Ladies and gentlemen, young people of all gender and ages, Taste and Decency proudly presents to you...
The home of the award-winning RackRadioShow.com. Here you'll be able to find information about the show,
how to buy our one-of-a-kind merchandise, and, of course, all the great interviews we have done, including interviews with the likes of Trish Stratus, Christopher Daniels, and, of course, WWE superstar The Miz. Once again, that's RackRadioShow.com.
And if you're not down with that, we have two words for you. You're welcome!
I don't care what y'all say.
Hey, this is Trish Stratus, and you're listening to Wild Talk Radio Network. Keep listening, because Stratisfaction is guaranteed.
Divas, we are at the Joe Louis Arena where we're seeing the Bellas meeting fans and getting awkward hugs. And hey, it's Miss Sandra!
And Eva Marie. Oh no. Trinity's not happy right now. Her boobs are jiggling.
She's worried about her boobs coming out in the middle of the match.
And now she's just bouncing up and down, up and down, up and down.
This is where the male audience tuned in to Total Divas.
Right, exactly. Keep doing it.
And Cameron's like...
If it's not her cookie hanging out, it's her potatoes hanging out.
She just can't win, you know? But she doesn't want to catch that fine for, you know, things popping out. And so the solution is we're going to put sparkling netting over it.
Here comes Natty.
As, you know... And that was a really close-up of Natty's boobs I didn't need.
Hey, nothing wrong with it.
Oh, I know there's nothing wrong with it, but it's like, oh, hi, Natty's boobs!
Right, they really showed a real close-up of it. It's like, oh, hey, it's Natty's twins.
I know they're everybody's favorite tag team on this network.
There you go. Hey, it's a JoJo in the opening.
It's a JoJo sighting! Hashtag where's JoJo?
Someone actually did tweet us with hashtag where's JoJo. It was amazing.
Yes! Keep doing it, people! Keep hashtagging her!
Hey, it's Brie Bella.
And she's coming out in her pink gear, so we know where we are in the term of the filming of the show. And we have Brie talking about her singles run and how she's, you know, used to being in a tag team with Nikki. But, well, since Nikki's out hurt, Brie's on her own. And we see her presently beating the crap out of Tamina Snuka.
Mm-hmm.
I remember that match. That was actually a good match.
It was a good match. There's AJ hopping around in the corner.
And, well, sadly, Brie loses. And she misses Nikki.
She needs her backup, and without her backup, well, she's kind of on her own. Now, meanwhile, at John Cena's house, he's hurting.
He's trying to put his brace on.
He's doing
by himself.
He's
you
doing.
Know, when she's like, "Let me help you."
He was doing it with his teeth.
She's trying to make her injury enjoyable.
Right.
It's like... His house is so white.
John's not... John's... What are you doing? Why are you sitting on my furniture with liquid? He has to He has to figure out how his fireplace works?
Something tells me he doesn't know how it works. He got it installed, and now he doesn't know how it works. But yeah, Nikki's talking about redecorating the house. We're seeing a lot of tables with chessboards. And he's basically, like, blows her off, and, like, I need to figure out how the fireplace works. Basically, she wants to put out candles and photos, and he doesn't. Oh, burn!
Questioning Cena's manhood. Because I can't light an electric fireplace.
Oops.
Now we're at the recording studio with Arion.
She's putting out a song. All right.
Called Bye Bye. To make the chingle chingle. Okay.
And, well, everybody's really liking it. It's really good. You know, it's thebomb.com.
Right. Very, very auto-tuney.
And now she wants to give him a head scissors in the... She wants to give Vinny a head scissors in the middle of the studio.
Oh, my God.
What? And, well, she kind of does.
Kind of.
He doesn't flip, and now, well, they're locking up, and she's, like, pseudo-kicking his butt.
Yeah, and when she did it, she didn't even get her legs wrapped around his head, which is what you need to do for head scissors.
And her manager is like, oh my god, I'm terrified.
Mm-hmm. That was interesting.
That was interesting. Now we see Vinny and Ariane in the car. He's complimenting her.
She's making a brand for herself, so.
And now she's talking about Vinny making himself a brand.
He wants to open a hookah business. She feels she could do more.
Yeah, she thinks he's not living up to his potential, and so she's going to push him to do more.
Again, more with this chingle chingle.
It's a new catchphrase. Oh, she's going to try and get him to audition for NXT.
They're going to get him in a ring so he can make the chingle chingle.
This just got interesting. So we may get to see Vinny wrestle.
Or
and he's basically not sure about it. He thinks it's crazy.
Oh. Oh, this will be interesting to see him get in the ring. He doesn't seem like he's all into it. And, you know, when you're not all into something, you're going to get your butt kicked.
Yep, pretty much. Especially since we know, well, who's... Wow, she did that way better than Ava Marie ever did. Just saying, let her ring announce. Jeez, she's actually good at it.
Yeah, compared to Ava Marie.
But anyway, well, we'll get into Ariane and Vinny on the break. But now we see Trinity and John in the car, and she's getting a foot massage with his free hand. At least we think it's a foot. We hope it's a foot.
That apparently her feet stink.
Oh my god, his face! And now Trinity's dad is coming to stay in that tiny apartment they have.
And John's look was like, is he really?
He's like, oh crap. Mm-hmm. Crap, crap, crap. Right. Now he's stressing because he doesn't know if the dad likes him or not.
Does he like me? Does he like me? Does he like me?
And now he's mocking her and... Wow!
God damn, Trinity. She laid into him good.
Oh, and now we're going to get food and... Ooh! Ooh!
We hit the,
She just scratched the bumper on a $100,000 car. And he's, like, seen as freaking out.
Just John's like, I'll just get it replaced. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. So Cena's like, oh, you little...
And, well, Cena does not like being away from work. He doesn't like being off the road. He's not happy right now.
Yeah.
She's still pushing this redecorate the house thing.
She's hoping to give her... He's like, uh-huh. Gorgeous chandeliers on a chessboard.
As I recall, isn't that supposedly what led to problems between first wife?
Possibly.
Hmm.
Nikki's like, I still feel like a guest. I'm always going to be a guest in his home.
Really? Can you, like, have one conversation without, you know, referencing or touching that? Really? Uh-oh. We've got tears.
Oh, I'm going to rant. Yeah, you are.
Oh, I'm going to rant.
Alright, so where do you want to begin as we're in our first break of the evening?
Oh, there's so much to get into. You know, I think we better start, you know, first things first. Arion and Vinny. Vinny's going to try out to be a WWE superstar, and he doesn't seem too happy about it.
No, no. And we know that he will probably be taught by a person named Bill DeMott. And Bill DeMott, well, he's very tough on people.
Tough is kind of an understatement.
Yeah, just a little bit. He likes to push people to their limit. And then 21% of that.
Yeah, well, I mean, to be fair, it's his job to weed out the undesirables and the folks that aren't set to make it. That's his job. So he's got to be tough. He's got to be hard. I completely understand that. But at the same time, it's like... You know, Vinny isn't your average person.
No.
Well, he is your average person, but he's not your average person trying to get into the wrestling business.
No, he's not.
And that's the thing. So, will Vinny be able to survive it?
By the looks of it, I don't know.
Based on the teaser, it looks like things are not
going well.
His,
no. Alright, so there's that situation. What's next?
Then we have Nikki and John, where, you know, Nikki's home, she's with John. John is still very much independent and trying to do everything himself, and, well, he doesn't want to hear anything about Nikki wanting to redecorate the house.
No.
You know, including just putting up pictures and candles and that kind of thing, you know, so...
Right.
And every time it seems to get brought up to him, he either diverts or he just ignores it.
Pretty much. I can see why she wants to do it, and I can also see why he doesn't want to change, because he's stuck in his ways.
Oh, I can totally see that. I mean, basically she's complaining about feeling like a guest, but we'll get more into that in 2 minutes, because we're back.
We're in L.A., California.
With Glippy, Arion, and Vinny, and she's wearing a tutu. And now they're racing, and she's fast.
Yeah, she's fast, because he was running backwards, and, well, he's still slow. And he's already out of breath. Glitty.
That's not good.
Oh, Glitty. Hey, it's Bill DeMott. She's wearing...
I love how she's promoting her album, by the way. That's awesome.
Uh-huh. Boy, bye.
Oh, and Vinny gets an audition.
You got the pre-audition to see if you can make NXT at the Performance Center.
Hey, you know what? That's a huge deal for him, you know, to even get the audition.
Right.
That's pretty cool. How many people would kill for that?
Oh, there's hundreds of people in the indie scene right now that would. He promises he won't let her down.
But, well, he doesn't seem too excited about it, so we'll have to see that go, how that goes. But, well, we're back in Tampa at Trinity and John's, and they're getting all snuggly on the couch, eating popcorn.
Watching TV.
Oh, and she's talking about making her own flick, and he's interested. And, oh, Daddy shows up. Oh my god!
Oh my!
The best reaction ever.
She's laying on his lap, and he is. Her dad walks in. He just pushes her head right up.
She's not getting up fast enough, so he's literally like, "Push!" He's like, "Get off! Get off! It's your dad! Get off!"
Right.
And now we're hearing about her dad's music and how he wasn't around a lot. And basically she wants to take full advantage of having her dad around. And, wow, he's so awkward. Uh-huh. He's like, oh god, oh god, oh god.
Right. I don't know. Now we're at Cena's.
And, well, he's laying in bed, and Nikki's coming back from working out. And, oh, he hasn't been icing. And now she's massaging a certain part of his anatomies.
Both parts of the anatomies.
Yeah.
And she came back from the gym with a nice sweat. And now she puts the laundry in the hamper. And this gets Cena's attention. Why? Because Cena has not one, but two hampers.
And to be fair, they're very nice hampers.
They're very expensive hampers. I don't know why you have... Anyway. There's a nice...
Well, to be fair, I don't think they're actually laundry hampers. I think they're originally stools that they have storage inside, but he purposed them as laundry hampers.
Yeah. One is a smelly, dirty hamper, and one's a clean hamper. I thought all clothes are dirty anyhow. But that's just me.
And... You know, apparently the hampers talk.
Yeah.
And, you know, Nikki's worried because she thinks Cena might have some.
And now Cena's pointing to the shower, where, you know, Nikki's fond of the shower.
She knows where that is.
And now we're in Orlando.
And we see Vinny and Ariane driving to the performance center, and he looks less than thrilled.
Uh-huh.
Like, he looks like he wants to be anywhere but where he is right now.
Right.
And she's excited, she's right. Hopeful.
I like how he's dragging the two pink suitcases, and she had the blue one.
Mm-hmm.
Bill's like, this is your idea? Okay.
What's interesting is they get in the NXT ring.
Well, they're all NXT rings.
But no, look at the rest of the rings. They're all regular, and then that's the actual NXT setup with the black mat and the yellow ropes.
Yeah.
By the way, for anybody that wants to be a WWE superstar, you can kind of see what they put you through in the auditions right here. So if anybody's interested,
mm-hmm. We're already 4 minutes in the ring, and he is gassed.
Yep. Like he's trying.
You can tell this is a couple days worth of filming. Just pointing that one out.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
The mods went from black shirt to gray shirt really quickly.
And Bill's playing with kid gloves, man.
That's not the Bill DeMott I've heard about.
Yeah, Bill's playing nice. There's the Bill we know.
Mm-hmm. And Vinny is shot.
And, well, they're stopping for day two, and Bill's telling him, you know, this is an opportunity of a lifetime, and you better be ready. And, well, Vinny is gassed, and he's puking.
He's gonna puke.
Haven't we had enough puking this week?
No.
Oh, we have an unhappy Uso.
Uh-huh.
And Cena's OCD is kicking in. Oh, things are going to get interesting. But yeah, so where do we want to go from here?
Wherever you want to start.
Well, again, we got to see a really semi-close-up perspective of what they sort of put WWE superstars through in the training process.
We got some basic,
or at least the audition process, which is pretty cool.
We got to see some basic workout training stuff we've seen before in Tough Enough. It was basically what we've seen over the years when they did the Tough Enough series, where you get up, you keep taking bumps, forward roll, etc. The basic wrestling training moves.
But it's still interesting to see. I find it interesting that, you know, they did it specifically in the NXT ring.
Yeah, that might be one of the softer rings.
Possibly.
Because each ring apparently is meant for something different. One has a bigger bounce, one's a harder ring. But yeah, that's the center rings they put them in.
So, yeah, but, you know, Vinny looks less than thrilled to be doing this. Something tells me he doesn't really want to be doing this, but he's trying to be a good boyfriend.
Yeah, he's going through, he's finding out what she went through when she came. Because we look at all the divas and go, they probably didn't do a lot. No, they still had to go through all this training. Not right, maybe when they first got on TV, but at some point before they get into the ring, they have to do this training. And so they all go through this. Every single person who ever walked into that performance center goes through that training.
Oh, absolutely. Pretty much all the wrestlers of the modern era that we're seeing now probably had to go through it in some degree. Especially ones that came up when GCW was formed and then FCW, pretty much since DeMott's been a head trainer with them, which has been for years now.
Right, yeah, and even back in the OVW days with Al Snow and stuff, and even long times ago, whatever trainer you want to think about, they put you through this process. It's the training, the ways to train to become a pro wrestler. It's learn to get your body adjusted to taking that hard bump repeatedly.
And also just doing the unusual movements, because it's something of in wrestling, your body doesn't move the way that it would normally do in any other sport. So you have to be able to train your muscles to handle all those movements in different positions and that kind of thing. And so we're seeing that.
Right.
Which is a pretty cool thing to see, at least for me.
Oh, I'm with you.
But, you know, and then, of course, there's also John and John's problems with, you know.
Everything.
You know. Everything, you know. Clearly, John Cena is having issues letting go. But again, we will get into that, because we're back! It's a teaser.
Vinny is sore. A bruisey. Does your back have a bruisey on it?
Oh, wow, look at his back.
Yep, he went through training. Now she's showing off her war wounds.
And basically, he wants to back out. He's not into it. He's not feeling it.
He loves fitness. He loves this business. Doesn't mean you love this business, you want to be in the business.
Right. Lots of people love the business. It doesn't mean everybody wants to be a wrestler.
Right.
And now she's trying to motivate him, tell him, you know, hey, this is going to be, you know, great. You have the opportunity of a lifetime. And he's like, that's great, but I need a massage. And now they're having a pillow fight.
Yep. And now we're in Tampa. Was that a midget wandering around? I think it was.
I think it was, yeah. Now we're grocery shopping with Nikki in the car. What happened to her Range Rover?
It didn't make the trip?
Is it still in San Diego? I mean, she's driving around, you know, $800,000-plus car. That's John Cena's, but it's like, didn't he buy her a Range Rover?
Yeah. All Cena has in the house is booze.
That's telling.
she's complaining to Brie that she can't even light a candle, put up photos. So now she's gonna stock up the fridge with all bunch of food and stuff. Oh my God, Nikki.
Only you could make that reference. Only she could make that,
She compared virgins having sex to moving in with a guy for the first time.
She has feety pajamas. It's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
But we're back at Trinity and John's. Trinity and John are sleeping on the couch and on the floor because they gave the bedroom to the father, and he's getting up and making himself a snack, which he wakes up, them up. John's like, I just want to sleep.
Because I'm sleeping on the goddamn floor.
He's making a sandwich. He's like, I want to go sleep. Oh, I know that look.
That's not a good look.
Good Lord, that's a midnight snack?
Apparently. That's a huge sandwich. And John...
That's like lunch for 2 days!
Yeah, and John's like, oh, God. And we're back at training. Ah, see, he's back in his black shirt. There you go. Vinny's doing a little bit better.
Yeah, he's doing a little bit better. Well, they're not doing so much cardio as they're now rolling around the ring and hitting the ropes and that kind of thing. Now we get to see Miss Arion hitting the ropes.
And this is where your underarm gets ripped to shreds.
Yep, pretty much.
And now this is where cardio kicks in, because you're just going back and forth, back and forth, back and forth.
Yep, pretty much. And while Vinny isn't doing as well as he could be or should be, and Arion's trying to motivate him, but, well, Vinny's just, he's having a problem with it. And, oh, he stops, and Bill is not happy.
Nope.
There's the Build-A-Mont we know.
Mm-hmm. Now Arion has to, you know, get him in the shape. This is the opportunity. He can barely move, and now he has to get back in the ring.
This is a very good lesson, boys and girls. Oh, there's the helmet.
Mm-hmm.
And we're doing leg sweeps, which means he's, you know...
Back bumps.
Anyway. Back bumps. Ow.
See, this is the one thing they've now implemented, is you wear a head protector so you don't get concussions and stuff while training.
Yeah. Oh, then he might need a bucket.
He's gonna puke!
Oh, Nikki's making dinner.
Oh, snap. We're going to have drama in the Uso household. Oh.
Well, everybody else had problems last week, so it's their turn.
So, let's stay on the training. That was some training. Poor Vinny.
This is a really prime example, ladies and gentlemen, of if you want to go in the wrestling business, period, that just because you're a fitness nut doesn't mean that you belong or you really can hang with wrestlers. I mean, it's clear, dude needs to work on his cardio a lot. Because, like, you can be big and muscly and strong-looking, but if you don't have the cardio in place... As you can clearly see by this, it's not going to do you a lot of good.
No. You got to have that cardio. You got to be in shape. You may look the part, and that's good, but you gotta actually have the ability to go in the ring. And that's what, this is how they weed out everybody.
Yep. This is exactly how, but it's kind of cool to see the new training techniques, including the helmet, implemented. And as we saw in the background, there's one hanging on every ring post. For each, or one in every ring on a post, I should say.
Mm-hmm.
Get that right. But that's kind of cool to see that training technique where they put the safety helmet on him since he's taken a back bump for the first time and he doesn't know how to take a bump. They did everything to protect his head and ensure that he didn't get a concussion, which is pretty cool.
Yeah, because that's where a lot of injuries happen is training, because you don't, if this is your first time, you don't know exactly how to fall. You may know how to fall, but you actually have to fall. And that's where all the injuries usually pile up, is when trying to fall.
And we've seen that. We saw that earlier in the season with JoJo.
Mm-hmm.
She received a concussion because she fell wrong,
right,
and she smacked her head on the mat.
Mm-hmm.
So, it's really cool to see the training techniques, but yeah, Vinny, something tells me Vinny isn't cut out to do this. What do you think?
I don't think he has it in him to be a WWE superstar. It's good to see him give it a go, but I think Vincent will be out of the business for very, very soon.
Yeah, something tells me Vinny's about to get told, you know, hey, thanks for coming. But real quick, before we come back, John's OCD issues seem to be getting worse.
Yep. Yeah, John's OCD issues are getting worse, and the other John is not happy.
No, the Uso is not happy, which we're about to get into because we're back.
At the Performance Center as we're taking more back bumps. Or back to the first one.
And, well, Vinny's done. They're taking the helmet off. He's done.
He's done.
Nope, they're going to have a chat.
Time to get under the learning tree of Bill DeMott.
Yep, pretty much.
He basically explained this is only a fraction of what the divas and the guys go through on a daily basis.
And, well, Vinny basically gets told, you know, hit the pavement, that, you know, if he wants to learn the business, he can learn it. It's just not with the WWE. And, well, Bill wishes them luck. You know, he gives Ariane hugs, shakes Vinny's hand, and, well, Vinny is
taking that long walk out of the Performance Center.
Yep. And, well, he puts a towel on his head because he's doing something less than manly, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
He's crying.
Yeah.
Which, there's nothing wrong with boys crying. I'm just pointing this out.
That we could show emotion.
You can totally show emotion, and basically he's very disappointed, he's upset.
But at the same time, blamed her.
And yeah, basically the only reason he did it is he did it because she wanted him to, and, you know, she apologizes and basically saying she just felt he could do so much more, and she just wanted him to realize his full potential, and she's sorry, and they hug.
And now we're in Biloxi, Mississippi.
Yep.
For Raw.
We see the Bellas.
Hey, there's Natty. And she has new promo shots.
Wow, Natty.
And there's Sandra and talking to Eva Marie. And there's Mark.
Yeah, basically they're designing new gear for her. And she's getting scanned for her first ever action figure, and here comes my rant.
Yep. It's a Mattel day. Everyone's being scanned.
I like how they're, like, right by the male talent door. Could you, like, pan to, the, you know, the right just for, like, a second? Just, like, you know, just a second.
No. Aww. No.
And hey, look, it's a random Wade Barrett.
Hey, Wade's getting scanned.
And she's basically saying, you know, she's here to stay because she's getting scanned.
Nikki and someone else was looking on. There's Natty.
Yeah, I couldn't see who that was in the back.
I think it might have been Kofi.
Might have been.
It was someone with braids.
Natty's supposed to be getting scanned, and well, Natty's a little surprised Eva's getting scanned.
Because it took Natty a while to get her action figure.
Natty's less than impressed. Just put it like that.
Yeah. And now Eva... Natty calls her a hooch because she's talking about filming her once her boobs scanned.
And, you know, basically she says the bigger the boobs, the better the sale. And, of course, the guy naturally agrees with her.
Uh-huh. And there's more Brie in the ring.
And we have Nikki and Brie together. And Nikki's excited.
Nikki is excited, yeah. And there's Trinity and the Uso, and she's grabbing his butt.
Well, nothing wrong with that. Now they're talking about going home to her father. He doesn't want to go home to her father. Basically, she asks him what she wants him to do, or he wants her to do, because, you know... Basically...
He wants to be home chilling.
Naked with her. Mm-hmm. He can't do that with her father there. Basically, he wants her to kick her father out so he can be at home naked with her.
Pretty much. She doesn't want to talk about sandwiches at 2:30 in the morning.
Basically, Dad has worn out his welcome.
John's like, this is affecting our... It's starting to affect our relationship. She's like, this ain't affecting our relationship. I'm cool with everybody.
There are two people in the relationship, okay? Mm-hmm. And he's one of them.
Oh, no. Oh, goodness. Alright, where do you want to start now?
Well, since we keep saying we're going to get to it, let's just get to it. John and Nikki. John's got some control issues, I think.
Yes, he does. He doesn't, he's not a big opener of his home or himself. Yeah. He likes things done his way or no way at all.
Pretty much, yeah. So it's interesting.
And the big stuff is about to transpire when we get back, most likely.
Yeah, the big stuff is spiraling because, well, you know, Nikki's making John dinner, and all he seems to be concerned about is the finishes on the house. It's like, again, and we've had this conversation before about that house. It seems like it's a show house, and that's all he wants it for. It's not a home, it's a house.
Right.
It's a place he has to go on his day off that he gets, which is ever so rare, that's not on the road. It's not a place he likes to be. It's not a place he necessarily wants to be. I'm sure if John Cena had his way, at some point, he would have wanted to be on the road 24/7.
Right. See, to me, honestly, when I think of John Cena, he would probably... I don't think he lives in Florida because it's convenient for everything. But I think if he had his way when he's off the road, he's not going to live in Florida. He's going to live somewhere, like, up in the Northeast somewhere.
I imagine he would probably want to be closer to his family.
And I don't see him living in a huge house. I see him with a smaller type house.
Yeah, that's the thing. We don't know if this is the house he had when he was married, or if this is a house he bought after he was married.
I believe this is a house he bought after he's married, because one, he can't work the fireplace, and if he was been living in the house, he would at least know how to work it a little bit. So it's a new house. That's why a lot isn't done to it. That's one thing. He lives in Florida because of the taxes.
Right.
There are no taxes. It's like you get a really, really generous break. And we're speaking of break, we're back with Ariane and Vinny in a restaurant.
And they're going out to dinner. They're going out to a nice dinner. They're having a date.
It's date night.
And she feels bad about what happened in Orlando, so she's taking Vinny out to a nice dinner, which is sweet.
He wants to open a hookah bar. And Ariane's supporting him in this.
Absolutely. And she's happy that, you know, he's basically taking the next step and he's looking into building the business and that kind of thing. Because that's all she really wants, is she wants him to... You know, she wants him to basically realize his full potential, whatever it may be, you know, because basically he's an armed guard. That's what he does.
Right. So if he does this, he's going to quit his job and focus 100% on this so he can get his chingle on.
And now they're kissing across the table, and he's got red lipstick all over his lips.
Mm-hmm. And now we're in Tampa, Florida.
We're back at John Cena's house, and Nikki is cooking.
With alcohol in one hand.
Hey, there's nothing wrong with cooking with alcohol in one hand. I'm just pointing that out.
I know, Miss Turkey Dinner. I know.
And she's made him a romantic dinner.
And John's less than happy.
His face! Oh my god, he's like, what are you doing? He looks terrified! Something tells me he eats out quite a bit.
Yeah, he's like, when I said we can do whatever you want for dinner, meaning you would, order, we can go out somewhere.
And now he's putting paper towels under everything. He's freaking out, you know, about stuff being on the marble. Especially since she's serving red wine and it can stain.
He was like, basically this one-time thing.
I mean, he's, like, wiping crumbs off of everything and cleaning everything and freaking out.
Oh, my God, John.
He's freaking out about water, like, drops of water warping the floor. Are you serious? Now he's giving her crap about running the dishwasher. Wow, dude! And he's cleaning everything. Like, seriously, cleaning everything after her.
He's a one-armed man cleaning.
And she's less than happy.
She has every right to be.
Oh, yeah. Dude, if I spent the time to cook him a romantic dinner like that, and he's just like, you know, oh, yeah, you know, did the water get on the floor? And, you know, basically he's more worried about stuff being clean than, you know, the fact that... spend all day cooking dinner. Dude, I'd be pissed.
Mm-hmm. Alright, let's stay on John. Oh my god, John.
Dude has some issues.
Yeah. Alright. You got a girl making you dinner. That's kind of cool. You should eat it up. You shouldn't be worried, oh my god, there's a crumb on my stone. It's like, John, seriously, come on, bro. Come on. And then, oh my god, did water get on the floor? Alright, so you buy this expensive kitchen just for looks. Just for looks. You don't expect to actually use this kitchen? Really? really. Come on now. It's like, it's water. Things dry. A little water won't hurt anything.
Trust me. My parents have had wood floors for years, and drops of water have gotten on them for years, and they haven't warped the floors. I think your wood floors will survive it, John. Like, that's... Again, it goes back to, it's a show home. That's exactly what this is. To him, this is a show home. He bought it purely for the looks. Because nothing... It's basically... You look at the way that it's decorated, the way that it's done... It's all very nice, it's all very pretty, it's very aesthetically pleasing, but a lot of it, it's like Builder Basic White.
Right.
And there's not a lot of color, there's not a lot of personality. It's very high contrast between black and white with some neutrals mixed in. And so it's like, you can tell that it's a, again, as we said in the first episode when we first saw it, it's a house. It's not a home, it's a house. And it's just like, dude, why are you freaking out about her using the kitchen? It's a kitchen. It's meant to get used. You know what? If you don't want a material that's going to stain or get stained, don't put marble in there.
Right. Seriously. But he built a show kitchen because he likes to go out to eat. Because when he's there, when he's usually there, he's there 1 to 2 days a week. And so he'll just go out and eat. Now he's there full time, he's very OCD about everything. So, like, dude's gotta lighten up a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, Nikki has every right to be pissed, because it's like, it's one thing, okay, personal photos, candles, okay, I can kind of understand. Personal photos are a little excessive, at least on the walls. I can understand if he doesn't want her hanging stuff on the walls, but, like, putting pictures out, there shouldn't be really a problem with it, but okay, you know what, fine, it's his house. Him freaking out about her cooking him dinner, especially since she, you know, went to the trouble to actually cook it.
Right, she actually prepared a full dinner. Yeah, he's a little obsessive. And we're in Tampa, Florida now with John Cena.
And he's going to the gym and he's meeting his best friend and his trainer.
To play chess.
Well, it's not like he can really work out much. And he's showing off his elbow. No, they're talking about the...
He's very meticulous about things. He's opening up. He's now explaining all the problems. He came down... He's talking about how he's come down on her after one thing after another. Yeah.
And basically the friend's saying pretty much everything we just said.
Yeah. She's doing nice things for you, John. You know, someone else is willing to help you do things. You should realize that.
Yep.
And
well, Tina, he lost.
Yeah. Convenient how he was put in checkmate.
Yep.
Convenient how that was set up. Oh, John's going to get talking to here in a bit. Speaking of John's,
we have Natty and Trinity and John Uso all getting together to see Trinity's dad play.
Trinity's explaining to Natty the staying in town, and John's basically saying it's one bedroom.
By the way, you know he washed those sheets up for like a week after her dad left, right?
Right. Probably bought new ones. John's not happy. John is not happy. He doesn't want to kick her father out, but he's not happy. now the dad is now dedicating a song to Trinity.
And she's getting up and she's going to sing.
John just sitting there puzzling him and thinking. We get random people dancing. Matt is getting into it a little bit. More random people dancing.
Everybody's enjoying it. Everybody's having a good time. They're having fun.
Natty compliments her dad.
And now, you know, Dad and Natty are schmoozing. Oh no, and now she's proposing an after party, and John is less than happy with this.
Less than thrilled. He wanted to go home and go to bed. And, well, now there's an after party.
And he's saying no.
Trinity's like, my dad's never in town. I'm going to spend as much time as I can. So we're getting all the band back home. And
he's just like, he is not happy at all.
Nope.
He's like, crap.
What am I getting myself into now, basically? And now we're home with Trinity and John.
They're snuggling on the couch. He's tired.
Here comes the band. I love how there's Naomi's chair.
Right? That's a really spiky bra. And now we have an apartment full of people.
Yeah, and John's sitting there pissed.
And now we're full on party mode.
With random white guy dancing.
Yep. And he's like, yeah, I'm so not okay with this.
She's asking what's wrong. I ain't got time for this. I ain't got time for this shit. He wants to shut it down.
You gotta get up in the morning, damn it. You know what? I'm just gonna say it now. Somebody needs to nominate John Uso for Total Diva of the Year. Give that man a slammy.
Right? Now they're arguing in the hallway. They're talking about boundary issues. He's got to get up in the morning. And she's like, we're vibing. We're having a good time. What's your deal?
Basically, it seems like John's getting passed over for her father. You know, it's something of... I can see his side of it. It's like, I get, you know, you never see your dad, and you want to spend as much time with him as possible, and that's cool and everything, and letting him come stay for a couple days is fine. But yeah, it's like, you know, at the same time, it's, you got to respect, you know, the fact that your boyfriend is living with your fiancé, your future husband, is there too, and you know what? He probably doesn't want her dad there for an extended period of time.
Right.
Because it's like, you know, they're sleeping on the floor. It's like, I think it's something of, if it was a two-bedroom apartment, this wouldn't be as much of an issue.
Because he can go in his room and sleep.
Yeah, he can go in the room, he can shut the door, and he can sleep, but because they're sleeping on the couch and there's a party, he can't sleep.
And he's a wrestler, he's a creature of habit.
Yeah, and it's probably something of when he's saying, I've got to get up in the morning, it's probably he's got to get up and catch an airplane.
Mm-hmm, because they're probably on the road really soon.
Yep.
This is probably a Thursday, and they're back on the road tomorrow.
Probably, yeah. But yeah, it seems like she's disregarding John's needs for her dad because, again, she's trying to make up a little bit for lost time with her father.
Right. You can see both sides, but she's pushing it a little too far. That's just my thought.
Yeah, it's something of, okay, you know, great, your dad has come and stayed with you.
It's cool, he's not happy with the staying, but he's less happy about a party.
Yeah. He's just not interested in that, so... Well, we'll have to see how it goes.
Yeah. And, well, and quickly, Cena. Oh, Cena.
Oh, Cena. You're just...
Yeah.
Cena has issues.
Uh-huh.
Like, the guy that we see on TV is very clearly not the guy that we see on this show. And
no.
You're seeing how much of a character John Cena really is.
Uh-huh.
And it's something of, like, I understand he wants to keep his house clean. I understand he's probably a little bit of a neat freak, and he's a little uptight. But, you know, freaking out because she's doing nice things for you, you know, cooking you dinner, stocking your fridge with food that she probably paid for herself, yeah.
Yeah. And we're back at the party.
And now we're back with the argument. Ooh.
She called him a party pooper.
And now he's laid down the ultimatum. You know, either I go or they go.
Now
he tells him, you know, tell her to kick his dad out, mm-hmm. or kick her dad out, and, well, she won't do it, so he's walking.
I'm out, yo.
So, basically, he's going to go check into a hotel, I guess.
Or stay with someone, at least.
Probably his brother, maybe? I don't know.
And Trinity's sulking on the couch. And there's a plane taking off or somewhere, I guess. I don't know. Hey, we're at Cena's.
We're at Cena's, and there's Nikki coming home. And he has a surprise! And there's candles and photo frames and flowers.
Oh my god, John. He never gets flowers, Nikki says.
There's stuff on the marble!
He's had plenty of time to think. And now he fesses up, you've been right all along. What did he just say? It needs to be a home rather than a house.
Yep.
He's talking about how he's lived a certain way so long. Yeah.
He's trying to change, ladies and gentlemen. He's trying to change. We applaud him for that.
Yeah, we've been saying home, home, home for the last 50 minutes, and now he's finally fessing up to it. It needs to be a home rather than a house.
Yep. Granted, the picture frames are very sparkly, and they're white. Just pointing that out. But the candles have color.
The candles have color. And there's red for the flowers. And there's a shark,
and it's a shark boat. Oh my god, there's a shark boat!
Right? And there's Trinity's dad. And Trinity.
And they're going to hang out for a little bit.
Father-daughter time. Entertainment is my blood, she says. Trinity doesn't want everything, all this ruining the relationship.
So she's gonna have the talk with her pops. Oh.
Now she brings up that we're fighting because of you staying there with us. Now he's playing the sympathy card. You're going to kick your old man out? You're going to kick your old man out?
Well, to be fair, you know, it's like, how long are you staying there, dude?
Right. She's standing up for her man. a good guy, I guess. Yes, is he the one? Yeah, he's the one.
Well, you know, they're kind of engaged, so I would hope he's the one.
Right?
You know, basically, her dad, I guess, didn't realize they were engaged or something. Oh, no, because he's like, you know, I'm used to being number one in your life, and now I'm not number one anymore.
He's now 1.5, apparently.
Yeah. And, oh, we're going to have drama between the sisters next week. Oh, and we have drama with Gizmo. Things are heating up on Total Divas for episode 14, y'all.
Apparently, Trinity is being put into a love storyline somewhere along the ways. Huh. Well, I haven't seen that yet. Okay.
Huh, I wonder with who?
I wonder. I wonder. I really, really wonder. That's a nice...
Gee, could it maybe be Xavier Woods?
That's a possibility. That's a possibility.
Is Xavier Woods going to break up the fucking actors? We'll have to see on WWE TV. But yeah, let's talk about this episode in whole.
Alright, start out.
John Cena has issues.
Yes, John Cena has lots of issues. That's the best way to put it about this episode. He has issues. But he admits he's working on them.
Oh, he totally admits he's working on them. And again, it's something of you have to wonder, are they stemming from the divorce that he got? Or he went through, I should say, or are they, that's just who he is. Like, that's the one thing is this scene is really hard to gauge, is we don't know what he was like.
Before
he got divorced, before he got married. So it's something of, he could have always been like this.
Right.
Or it's something of, this is stemming from the divorce where he's basically become a control freak, which is what what he's at least being portrayed as on the show.
Right.
And... you know, good on Nikki for standing up for herself, for standing up for the fact that, you know, I did this, this, and this for you, and you're just going to be a jerk about it and be worried about cleaning everything and, you know, water on the floor and stains on the marble and everything. It's like, good honor for standing up to him.
Right? It's a good thing. It's a good thing. And it's a good thing to see him finally come around. Because we were worried there for a minute. That he was just going to be a certain way, and now he's, you know, coming around. It's a home. We're gonna make this a home. This is gonna become our home.
I'm sure a lot of it is just trusting.
Yeah, probably because he's been alone for a while now, so he has to learn to trust again.
Right. So that will be interesting to see how that progresses. We see progression between Arion and Vincent.
We did see some progression there. We saw Vincent try to become pro wrestler. It's not for him, but he has other opportunities ahead, which is good.
Which is always good. We see Arion thinking outside the box, working on her new album and her new song.
Yep. Bye-bye. Was it something like that?
Mm-hmm.
Bye-bye. It's thebomb.com. And again, where's JoJo? Like, now she's not even in the background of anything.
Right? Like, what is up with her? Where is she? I seriously want to know. It's like, hashtag, where's JoJo? Although, to be fair, we had a minimized Eva Marie, which I forgot to rant on. I can rant on now if you really like.
It's up to you.
You know, basically, the gist of the rant is why? You know, it's something of every, at least the way she's portrayed on this show, and I suppose that's the way she's meant to be portrayed on this show, is that she seems to be very attention needy. You know, she doesn't seem serious.
Right. She doesn't seem very serious.
Because it's like the one thing that we never see with Ava Marie anymore is we don't see her training in the ring. I think in the length of the show, we've maybe seen her train in the ring, what?
Couple times. But she is down there training. That we do know.
She's down there training, that we do know, as is JoJo. but we don't see the training side of it. And I'd actually really like to see the training side of it. I'd like to see, you know, them focus on JoJo and Ava Marie going through the training and kind of what they have to go through, especially seeing as they're maintaining a road schedule and a training schedule, because they're working both NXT and the main, at least the TV shows.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we saw that in the first half of the season, not so much this second half.
And that's something that I'd like to see more of, because it's like, how do you balance that life, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Because they're not the only divas doing that. There are a couple other divas that are also running that schedule as well.
Yeah, Summer Rae is one of those.
Yeah, Summer Rae is one of those. So that's just something I'd like to see. And I want to see more of JoJo. I'm curious about JoJo.
Me too. I want to see more of JoJo. Another person we didn't see much of was Brie this week. Nor Daniel Bryan.
No, we didn't see much of Brie or Daniel Bryan, but, well, we're going to see a lot of Brie and Daniel Bryan in the upcoming episodes. So, and we got a lot of them last week.
Yeah,
so
This was more Funkadactyls.
Right, which I'm totally fine with. You know, I keep saying it, I love Trinity John and Ariane and Vincent, and I wish they got their own show. I would love to see them with their own show.
Right.
I think it would be amazing.
Right.
Just because it's like, just think of the trouble they would get into, because you know they get into all kinds.
Right? As we clearly saw this week.
As we clearly saw this week, although we have no idea where John Uso went. Anybody knows where he vanished to? Because that's the thing, we didn't see them make up, which we'll probably see in the next episode.
And there's a lot to come with them next episode, apparently.
We do. Don't we have a clip?
We do have a clip. Courtesy of our friends at E, we have a clip. So, courtesy of our friends at E, we get a little another trip inside the home of John Cena. Take a listen.
Do you want anything to drink? Like water or anything? You look like you're dancing over there.
So my baby's still healing. He has this stimulator. It makes his arm look like just goes nuts, I guess you can say. I don't know.
You look like you're having a seizure, like your arm is.
I feel like I can't control it, because I can't.
You're like, hey, what's up?
This is trying to pump the fluid out of my elbow.
If I put those on my boobs, would it pop my implant?
It might.
Oh, then no.
I'm willing to risk it.
No.
I think for the good of science.
No. Should we put this back on you?
Don't do that to me. All right, boob test.
Ooh. Oh, this chest is so manly and hot.
Yeah.
I'm scared.
I mean, go easy, right?
Yeah. Right. Well, it's by your heart, so.
Nothing's probably going to happen.
Ow! What the? John! You're such a dick.
Yeah.
Heart attack.
Oh,
I'm scared.
Is it wrong that I just sat here and face palmed?
No, no, no.
For the good of science, I'm willing to risk it.
He's
really?
He's willing to risk popping her boob implants.
Because, you know, that doesn't hurt or anything, and, you know, that doesn't totally cause silicone poisoning. God, dude. And then, yeah, let's be smart and put something that sends electrical current through your body right by your heart.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because that's really intelligent. You know, in case anybody doesn't know what that is, if you've never had or never used one of those, basically you put the pads wherever you're having the pain or wherever you're trying to rehab, and then it sends an electric current into your body to try and assist in the rehab process of whatever you're healing.
Right. It moves, it circulates the blood in the area.
But it's an electric current that goes through your body. I'm just pointing this out.
Mm-hmm. There's an electric charge going right through it, yeah.
It's a low electric charge, but it's electric charge nonetheless. So it's like, what? What? But him pranking her was hilarious.
It was great. We got to see the prank side of John Cena, which was good.
He's starting to maybe lighten up a little bit.
A little bit. Nothing wrong with that at all.
nothing wrong with that at all. So, well, looking forward to next week's episode, episode 14 of Total Divas. And we have one more after episode 14. They go to 15, don't they?
They go to 15. There's two episodes left.
Uh-oh, guys. Two episodes left of the Rec Extra before we go on hiatus. Before Total Divas goes on hiatus, but that's okay because we'll be back with season 2. But until that happens, tune in next week for our recap and clips of, well, episode 14. Until then, I'm Lindsay. That's Rock. You've been listening to the Rec Extra right here on WildTalkRadio.com, and we will see you next week. Bye!